that spanned the canal when they were electrocuted, unable to let go of the metal. Many are still waiting to see if President Trump makes good on his threat to close the southern border with Mexico, if Mexico doesn't do more to stem the tide of illegal immigrants flooding over that border into the United States. Speaking about it on the campaign trail yesterday, one of the Democratic presidential hopefuls, Julian Castro.
People across the board, from conservatives to liberals, have said that closing the border is a dumb idea, that it would only harm the United States of America. It would hurt jobs. It would hurt opportunity. Also, if people will stop and think for a second, if the answer to this challenge was just to close the border, then why does he need to build a wall? It doesn't make any sense.
And pop singer Britney Spears is reportedly being treated at a mental health facility. TMZ reports the singer is distraught because of her father, Jamie's, illness, and she put her residency at a Las Vegas hotel on hold so as to care for Jamie Spears, but now she has checked into a facility about a week ago and plans to live there for about a month. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can hire top-tier employees on a shoestring budget, how you can raise startup capital using virtual side hustles, how you can empower your employees and boost morale, and I'll have networking strategies to boost your brand. It's Thursday, April 4th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I'll be taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 51 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be partly cloudy with winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, a high of 59 with a low of 37. For tomorrow, it'll be cooler with rain throughout the day and evening with a high of 42 and a low of 41. For Saturday, we're going to have showers in the morning, then partly cloudy skies, a high of 68 and a low of 45. And for Sunday, it'll be cloudy with a high of 65 degrees and a low of 49 with showers later. The current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 117.05 to 26,335.18. The NASDAQ down 21.37 to 7,874.19. The S&P 500 is down 0.74 to 2,872.66. Oil is up 5 cents to $62.51 per barrel. And gold down $3.20 to $1,292.20 an ounce. All right, well, we have some breaking news here in Flemington, and just want to make you aware of it. If you're listening or planning to come to Flemington sometime today, you may want to check local traffic patterns. There is an overturned tractor-trailer on the Flemington Circle, the big circle, and as a result, traffic is being diverted in through town or away from town, so you may want to either alter those plans. It looks like it's going to be there for quite some time. State police is on scene, DOT on scene. They have to get directors in to flip that truck over and then get it out of there. So I can see this lasting very close to the evening rush hour. So you're going to want to make sure that you have alternate plans for travel if you're trying to come into Flemington. All right. If you're listening to the program, chances are you're doing so on an internet streaming device like an iPad, an iPhone, or on your computer. And we'd ask at this time that you open up another URL and go to Facebook and then search for the show's page, which is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page. And then midweek, when we have updates, I'll usually post them there and talk about topics that we'll be talking about on the program every week. And it's a good way for you to stay involved, good way for you to connect with me. If you have any topics or concerns that you want me to talk about on the program, that's the place to do it. And then I can do the research and bring it to the program here. Every week at this time, we have the business quote of the week. It's brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. And usually I'll pick, could be a celebrity, could be a sports star, could be someone in business, could be a religious figure. This one is from Jonah Berger, who's the author, who's an author and marketing professor. And he was talking about advertising. And I'm getting a lot of inquiries about how to advertise and market businesses. And, you know, so I wanted to make sure that I touched on that topic because a lot of times I guess people are struggling with how to market their business. So I wanted to talk to you about that. His quote is that advertising brings in customers, but word of mouth brings in the best customers. Now, you may recall that on several occasions I've talked about Earl Nightingale and the quote that he has about word-of-mouth advertising where he says, the best form of advertising is a satisfied customer with a big mouth. When you hear from a friend that they had a great experience either at a restaurant or at a car dealership or something like that, you're probably more inclined to shop there. A lot of people use some of the online referral systems, and it's not bad, but if you don't know the person giving you that referral, it's just, you know, a 4 or 5 star review. But at least when a friend or someone that you trust tells you that a business is good, chances are you're going to go there. So again, Jonah Berger, the author and marketing professor, says advertising brings in customers, but word of mouth brings in the best customers, which also makes me tell you, one of the things that many businesses fail to do, if you get a customer who's in your business, in your showroom, raving about your service, your product, your pricing, ask them point blank, will you either leave us a favorable review on Yelp or on Facebook or Yahoo or something like that? Will you make it a point to tell all your friends and neighbors? You know, we have that saying in my business, you know, when we get a compliment, we'll say, okay, go out and tell all your friends and neighbors. And generally they do because a few days later someone may come in and say, well, you know, Betsy said I should come here. Great. You know, we appreciate that she took the time to recommend us, and we're certainly glad that you're here as well. So that's the kind of thing where word of mouth is the best form of advertising, and you can't overlook it. So hopefully if you have a customer who is satisfied, who likes your product, who is, in effect, a brand fan, make sure that you're tapping into that and getting those referrals from them as often as possible. All right, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Again, if you're thinking of coming to Flemington today, you may want to avoid the area of the Big Circle in Flemington as a tractor trailer has overturned. I think that's the first time that since the redo of the circle that there's been a major accident up there. That's created these kind of detours. So the teaser for the show today was talking about how to hire top quality employees on a shoestring budget. Is it even possible in today's low employment era to find top tier employees? Now, with a few online tools and some creative thinking, your small business can attract great candidates and hire the best employees for your job openings. Attracting top talent isn't always easy, especially if you're hiring on a shoestring budget. However, with today's advancements in technology and some creative thinking, it's not impossible. So here are some tips you may want to try if you want to hire high-quality candidates without breaking the bank. First, check the current state of your business. Don't just dive straight into advertising for the vacancy without taking a look at the overall picture of your business first. Are your company values, culture, brand reputation, and development opportunities appealing to top-quality candidates? Do you provide flexible work opportunities, promote diversity and equality while offering nice perks? Without focusing on some or all of these areas to become an employer of choice, any effort to hire top talent will be wasted. As an employer of choice, you can attract and retain top quality candidates regardless of how much money you pump into the hiring process. It also means you'll have a pool of candidates fighting to get through the door before you even need to look. You want to create or develop cost-effective perks in order to attract these people. In this candidate-driven market, you have to be like one step better than your competition. If everybody's apples to apples, salary is the same, benefits are the same, what is it that you're going to offer different? I don't care if it means somebody's going to be in their parking lot washing their car every Thursday. You have to be doing something different that will be appealing to the candidate that's going to make them choose you on your shoestring budget. So look at what you can offer your candidates, such as remote or flexible working, which is a perk that many now seek. Flex time can be offered with no additional cost and actually improve the running of your business with proven benefits of increased productivity and employee engagement. There are many inexpensive and free perks you can provide on a shoestring budget, creating a positive impact while giving you an edge over your competitors, such as new training and development, bringing in lunch or refreshments, snack boxes, flex time, gym memberships that you pay for, informal days, not having to wear formal business clothes, use of company equipment, and the list can go on. But with some creative thinking, a lot of these perks provide a more attractive prospect to top quality candidates over something of monetary value, such as a higher salary. When you start to post for these jobs, you're going to have to write great content. So put together an engaging job description and advertisement to generate more interest from the right candidates in a quicker time. Emphasize your company culture and values while incorporating some marketing language to sell the role. If possible, get visual by using photos or infographics that show snippets of life within your company. These can easily be done using free online templates, and they create the impact needed to attract top talent and stand out against typical written job descriptions. With a little extra effort in this area, you can bring in the best candidates right from the start at no additional cost. You also want to be advertising in the right places. There are many ways to advertise your job vacancy, and not all require costly media campaigns or recruitment agencies. So here are 10 low-budget ideas on how you can advertise your business. Look within your own social network for top candidates. The likes of LinkedIn and Twitter are a perfect starting point. Offer incentives to current employees to refer fresh talent. Give rewards for referrals that could be released once the new employee has completed their probationary period. Ask employees and connections to share the job posting on their social media pages. Your ad will reach a wider audience, but you must ensure you have crafted the post to protect your company from risk of discrimination. Use free online recruitment platforms. Depending where your business is based, you could make use of government websites or Craigslist. Share on your company's social media platforms, whether you have a company Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or even Snapchat. Get details of your job vacancy out there by any means possible. Add a career page to your website. Keep it up to date with the latest openings, providing full details, the closing date, and how to apply. You want to connect with local colleges and universities. Top talent doesn't always require having many years of experience under their belt. You might find a great candidate who hasn't graduated yet. Perhaps the role requires finding someone who is willing to learn and can develop into the role. Add job vacancy details within your company newsletter or email campaigns. This is a simple way to advertise the candidates who are already interested in your business. Hold a recruitment drive or networking event to save further costs. There's nothing to stop the networking being held virtually. And post details on trade association sites or industry forums. Engage with members on forums related to your industry, trade group, or local business association to direct them to your company. You also have to interview effectively. You can use phone or video interview techniques to streamline the process and save additional time and expense. Try to arrange the final interviews within a short time frame and in person. By doing this, all interviews will remain fresh in your mind and the application process isn't being dragged out any longer than it has to be. And utilize technology to your advantage. With the right technology in place, some artificial intelligence software can pre-screen resumes and send automatic responses, email unsuccessful candidates, and open and close advertisements. Having all information stored remotely allows you to oversee the process. So monitor all applications and tick off important boxes to ensure that you're complying with recruitment laws. This not only saves you time, but it's cost-effective and maintains your company's brand image by responding to all applicants. While good technology may come at an initial cost, this type of investment will save money for you down the line. If your business doesn't have a huge budget for hiring top employees, it doesn't have to mean that you're at a disadvantage. By using the cost-effective hiring tips that I've mentioned earlier, there's no reason why you can't find the best candidate for your vacancy on a shoestring budget. We talked about flex hours. Now I want to talk about how you can raise startup capital for your business with 10 virtual side hustles and why FlexTime can make that happen for you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me this afternoon. And, well, if you're in traffic listening on your digital player at WHCRDB, understand that traffic is tied up around the Flemington Circle for an overturned truck, and it's going to be there for quite some time. So sit back, relax, and listen to the programming here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Well, before the break, I talked about how to raise startup capital with 10 virtual side hustles. These are things you can do on your own time. And because it's on the side and it's virtual, it doesn't take up as much physical demands of your time. It's not like you have to be in an office from 9 to 5. Clever ways to make extra money are easier to come by than ever before thanks to the internet. So you can now start supplementing your startup capital fund today. So if you have an idea for a business and the only thing holding you back is the lack of startup capital, these ideas may get you started. First of all, don't get discouraged. There are plenty of side hustles you can start that don't require any money. Thanks to the internet, there are ways to launch an online side hustle that will allow you to raise the necessary business capital required to get your idea off the ground. That is, if you're willing to put the work in. Now, to help you find an online side hustle that appeals to you, I've spoken with a number of entrepreneurs and business owners and asked them to share their best online opportunity that doesn't cost any money to start. Hopefully, one of these suggestions can help provide you with the capital needed to turn your business idea into a reality. How about dropshipping an e-commerce website? Now, there are endless e-commerce opportunities, especially if you have a very niche-specific product that also happens to have a demand, combined with high margins. There are also several e-commerce platforms that can be set up and launched within minutes, allowing you to get started almost instantly. The dropshipping model is very appealing because it doesn't require that you purchase, store, and fulfill inventory, said Matt Herron, who is the CEO of Answer First. You will need to identify a product with high demand, source a manufacturer, and then negotiate a deal for them to fulfill your orders. Now, while it takes a lot of work, it allows you to launch without the cost. Most platforms also have trials, like Shopify, for example, offering a free 14-day trial. With a good product, high margins, and a means to market, you can bring in revenue before your trial even ends. You can become a freelance graphic designer. If you're good at graphic design, graphic arts, why not put those skills to use for you? So, if you've worked with Photoshop, InDesign, Illustrator, there are countless jobs and gigs available. You just have to put it out there. One woman I know is a graphic artist. She works in an office all day. At night, she's a freelance graphic artist making $60 an hour, and she bills in quarter-hour increments. So she says, I started your project at 6, I ended at 6:45, I get billed $45. Every business has a need for graphic design, yet not all companies can afford to hire in-house designers, which has created a huge demand for talent in the freelance marketplace, suggests Sean Newman, who's the founder of VPN Maven. From website design to social media content, there are endless opportunities available to those that are willing to put together a portfolio and list their services on the top freelance marketplace websites. If you want a list of those websites, try Freelancer, Elance, Upwork, and Fiverr with two R's to start. This is a side hustle that can be done in the early morning hours or in the late evening, allowing you to work around your existing personal and professional responsibilities. The rate you are able to command correlates with your skill level, so those with extensive graphic design experience can quickly generate the required startup capital fairly quickly if they go all in. You can also become a virtual assistant. Now, as more businesses convert to a remote business model, it continues to create a major demand for qualified virtual assistants to handle a wide range of duties and responsibilities. While some are full-time positions, there are plenty of part-time opportunities available as well. I would suggest looking for virtual assistant jobs that relate directly to your strongest skill set. For example, if you have a background in accounting, look for bookkeeping positions. Not only will you be able to command a higher salary due to your experience, but you might also be able to complete your daily or weekly tasks very quickly, explains Ryan Holland, who's the vice president of NetFloor USA. Avoid very generic jobs, as they will often lack structure and make you have you doing a million and one things, hurting your productivity. Make sure job duties and expectations in the virtual assistant field are agreed upon from the start. It will help you avoid confusion down the road. If you're only offering an hour or two per day, make sure the client is fully aware. And the same freelance marketplaces listed that I mentioned earlier would apply here. So virtual assistant, even if it's something as simple as keeping an executive's calendar for them, many companies have scaled back how many executive assistants they have. And a small business such as myself, maybe I hire a virtual assistant. And if I email this person and say, I have a meeting at 10 o'clock on Friday with XYZ company, this person can remind me that first thing in the morning, either with a text message or with an email. And then as I get closer to the meeting, if I say, set a reminder for a half an hour before so that I get in the car and go, they could do that as well. Virtual assistants are probably one of the easiest things you can do. And again, by putting it out on those freelance websites that you're available, as long as you're good, you can make a lot of money. If you're good, you can also do website and app development. Now, the demand for qualified programmers and developers is extremely high these days, and if you have a background in these areas, there is unlimited potential waiting for you. Programmers and developers currently working for a company that want to start their own business can easily do side work at home and quickly build up the required capital, says Christina Whitmer, the president of Whitmer Group. From apps to new websites and feature additions, there is big demand for this field. Now, while the skill set you can also create, or with that skill set, you can create websites and apps that generate money and create a little portfolio of digital assets for yourself. For example, a basic app can be created fairly easy and monetized with advertisements. You can also build niche-specific blogs that are monetized via ads and sponsorships. A skilled developer just needs one solid client that has a large workload, says Whitmer. When you build strong freelance relationships, it will also lead to strong referrals, allowing you to focus on delivering work rather than trying to market your service. And over time, you may find that your side hustle becomes your full-time job. Maybe you want to write a niche-focused blog. If you're extremely passionate about a particular topic that is fairly popular, then starting a blog can turn into a profitable side hustle over time. It's important to understand that this is not an overnight side hustle. It can take months or even years before you see any traction. Starting a blog is a great side hustle because you can do it at your own pace, advises Irene McConnell of Ariel Executive. Not everyone has several hours of extra time a day, so this is very appealing to those that need something with a lot of flexibility. Turning a blog into a profitable side business is very difficult, but not impossible. The keys to building a blog that has long-term potential is to identify a niche that you are passionate about and has plenty to talk about along with a large enough audience. If you don't absolutely love the topic your blog is about, it will be very difficult to publish enough content to get it off the ground. Also, if you love the topic, blogging won't feel like work, which will help keep you on track. You need a loyal audience of regular visitors and strong traffic numbers before you can think about monetizing your blog. Once you have that, then you can introduce ads or offer sponsored content opportunities. A lot of people have various blogs about parenting, being a mom. Maybe you're the parent of a diabetic child and you've done a ton of research and you want to share that information. If you have that passion and you put all that effort in, why not make money off of it? You can also be a freelance content writer. Now, every website on the internet needs content these days, and most businesses don't have the time to write it themselves or the budget to hire full-time writers. This has created a demand for quality content and an even higher demand for an extremely talented writer. If you are a skilled writer with impeccable grammar and know how to tell a story through words, then you can command very attractive rates, says Josh Valera, who's the founder of Ultra SMSS Script. I would pick a topic or two that you love writing about and look for needs that match on the popular freelancer marketplace. Take a look at what other top quality writers are charging and price yourself to be competitive. In the early stages, you might have to work for slightly lower rates to build up your client base and portfolio. If you're particularly interested in writing about a very specific topic, it doesn't hurt to identify the websites and blogs that you would enjoy creating content for and reaching out to them, offering your service. If you really want to make a great first impression, and send them a free writing sample to post. If it performs well in terms of traffic and engagement, it will help your case greatly. You can also become a social media marketing consultant. The demand for knowledgeable social media consultants is at an all-time high, as social media marketing is a must-do and not every business owner is up to speed on the latest platforms and marketing strategies. Several businesses, from small one- and two-man operations to large corporations, are bringing in experts to audit their social media efforts and map out new plans with specific goals in mind, explains Ricky So, the founder of Bite Size Digital Creative Agency. Years ago, many business owners would shy away from hiring young millennial-age consultants, but these days, this is the demographic that fully understands the social media landscape. It's one thing to understand how social media marketing works and how a potential audience reacts, but it's another thing to be able to explain the entire process, from content creation to engagement and conversions. Many business owners aren't going to fully understand social media, so you'll need to find a way to explain the entire concept, from designing a campaign to measuring results to someone with little to no firsthand experience, adds April Gilmore, who's the CEO of ClickFirst Marketing. April makes a very valid point, is the better you can explain social media marketing and why it's so effective, the easier it's going to be to close clients. This is a side hustle that can be started immediately, requiring nothing more than your knowledge and a laptop. Affiliate marketing is another way you can use a side hustle. If you have access to a large audience, either through existing networks or connections, a blog, email list, or large social media following, then affiliate marketing is something you might want to consider. Being an affiliate marketer isn't for everyone, but if you have an audience that will listen to what you have to say, then there is an opportunity to make money by promoting highly relevant products or services that will pay you a commission every time a sale is generated through your network. Gus Kostopoulos of Cost Law explains that. It's one thing to have a large following on social media, but it's another thing to have a following that's responsive. You need to have influence if you're going to be successful in the affiliate marketing space. I would suggest looking to see what kind of offers align with the audience available to you and see what they pay. If there's an opportunity to generate some fast startup capital, then by all means give it a shot, as you have nothing to lose at its cost. The website Offer Vault is a good free resource to find available affiliate offers and the network offering them. Be a flipper on eBay and Facebook Marketplace. There are many online classified and marketplace platforms that you can use to reach both local and worldwide buyers, giving you the opportunity to sell almost anything, provided there is a market and interested buyers. Flipping items purchased at garage sales, flea markets, and estate sales is an easy way to generate a side income. And you can get started with no money if you really hustle and negotiate the purchase and resale of a few items in advance, giving you some working capital to then buy with. It's not easy by any means, but the opportunity exists, and many people make a living doing this, says Randy Klesmer of Klesmer Maudlin. If you want some information, check out entrepreneur Gary Vaynerchuk's thoughts on garage sales. His vlog is full of garage sales Saturdays, where he shows viewers how it's possible to use the strategy to make additional income. It's an ideal method to use if you are looking to raise some capital to launch a great idea that you have. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can empower your employees and boost morale. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI director is warning global threats to the United States have never been greater than they are right now. Testifying at a House hearing, the FBI chief Chris Wray is warning against complacency, and he says the U.S. must keep pace with technology to address the growing cyber threats coming from all around the globe.
It is by now patently clear that those who would do all of us harm, criminals, terrorists, hackers, and spies, are exploiting encryption and other methods to hide their communications and their crimes.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is joining an already very crowded field of Democrats seeking the White House next year, announcing this morning on his campaign website that a quiet revolution's begun in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. This is USA Radio News.
Lowe's knows you're the pro who does it right to find more ways to save because your business depends on it. We do it right, too, with savings every day, plus even more deals during our Spring Black Friday sale. Get $40 off 5-gallon buckets of select paint and stains via Lowe's gift card rebate. Buy three or more Purdy brushes and get 15% instant savings. And get up to 35% off select appliance special values. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint and stain offer valid through 410. Purdy and appliance offers valid through 417. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com. You can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me on this Thursday afternoon as we get together every week at this time to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Huntington County and on the national scene as well. Employee empowerment and employee morale are two topics that come up periodically, particularly as you're coming out of the winter season. When you start going into November, December, you know, people are excited. It's the Christmas and holiday break. Maybe there's an office party. Maybe they give Christmas bonuses. But once January, February, March rolls around, then it's pretty much the same old, same old. And so how do you keep your employees engaged? How do you empower them? And how do you end up boosting their morale? Now, it's easy to say that happy employees are productive employees, and the concept seems simple, but every business is unique and requires its own recipe for increasing and maintaining morale. The concept seems very simple, but it's often overlooked. Business leaders instinctively understand that a happy employee is more productive and satisfied. Making sure the overall morale is high not only keeps everyone on the same page, but also reduces employee turnover, which in turn saves the company both time and money in finding and training someone new. Teams that have high engagement rates are also 21% more productive. Good morale reduces stress, theft, and allows the entire team to get on the same page. This is especially important when large projects require an effort from everyone in the group. But how do you promote stronger morale and get from disengaged employees to a fully engaged and empowered workforce? So here I have 11 ways to encourage a company culture that creates stronger morale for all. The first one is very obvious, very simple. You just pay them more. Money might not buy happiness, but if you want to keep your top talent around, then you'll need to pay them more to beat the competition. This means regular raises and incentives along the way. One of the main reasons why employees at Facebook and Google are highly satisfied in their work is that they are some of the top paid workers in their fields in the country. Number two, you want to encourage them to be brand ambassadors. People trust your employers more than they trust their employees more than they trust you. It's only natural that the consumer connects more with your workers than the leaders of the company. You can utilize this statistic by encouraging your employees to share on social media within parameters that make sense for everyone. This will attract new followers and leads. Employee posts create 8 times the engagement of posts by a PR person or the head of the company. Dell was able to engage about 10% of their workforce and get those people posting on social media as brand advocates. The result? 150,000 shares and 45,000 click-throughs to their site. You want to build a courage culture. When your workers are terrified to make a mistake because they might get fired, they aren't going to present their best ideas to you or try thinking outside of the box. Most people need an income to survive, so firing people indiscriminately will create an entire company of people who play it safe. Instead, reward innovation even when it doesn't see results. Encourage your employees to try to achieve the company goals in new ways with new ideas. And over time, some of those ideas will actually be brilliant. Number four, recruit the best team. If you hire people who are negative or unable to do their jobs, it can impact the morale of your entire company. Someone who is cynical day after day and never has anything positive to say to others or about their work tends to either rub off on those around them or create an uncomfortable atmosphere. UPS is a company that seeks out recruits via social media. They have active Facebook and Twitter accounts where they post job opportunities. Note how they have a link to the left of their Facebook page to search for open jobs. But then they show their promote from within philosophy by showcasing current employees in a recruitment video. Number five, invite inspirational speakers. If your company morale is lacking, invite a motivational speaker to come in and stir things up a bit. Doing so can get people inspired and breaks up the monotony of a typical workday. If you choose the right speaker, they will inspire awe and employees will strive to achieve similar feats in their work. Number six, highlight employees. Take the time to recognize and highlight various employees. The better everyone knows one another, the better they will all work together as a team. This might include a bio or a Q&A in the company newsletter or posting a picture of employees doing something fun on social media. But highlighting an employee is different than awarding them for a job well done. The employee doesn't have to do anything in particular to be featured in this way. Genesis does a great job of sharing photos and snippets about their employees all over the globe. In various screenshots, they add a photo to Facebook and tag it with the employees' names and a short snippet about the fun they are having on a particular day. You can add perks to the job. What special perks do you offer to your employees? Some companies allow employees to work remotely. Others feature free food or time to spend on community projects or of the employee's choice. For example, workplace injuries are a serious concern for some companies, but simply by adding a corporate message program or massage program, one company saw a 25% decrease in injury time off and $200,000 less in claims for compensation. That's a perk that benefits both the company and the worker. You want to to harness employee social media reach. 56% of Generation Y state they won't take a job where they can't access social media and even rank the importance of access to social media over a high salary. Kelly Services harnesses the power of social media to help them recruit new workers who want temporary or permanent work. They not only post items to their Twitter feed, but they also encourage their employees to share things as well. When everyone is on the same page, you can reach tens of thousands of followers in this way. You should also show that you care. Take the time to show employees you care about them as people. Send them a birthday card. Recognize big moments such as a new baby or wedding. And take the time to speak with each employee one-on-one throughout the month. If you care about your employees in this way, they are much more likely to feel appreciated and not like just another face in the crowd. You can also offer extra training. Offer some additional training so employees feel empowered to do their jobs better than ever before. These programs might entail offering to pay for an off-site course up to a certain amount and in specific categories that improve work performance, or it could be one-day off workshops or off-day workshops where you bring in someone skilled in a particular tool that will help the team members succeed. Use SMART goals. If you don't set specific and attainable goals, your workers may grow confused about what they need to do to help the company. Invest the time into building goals and getting everyone on the same page. And you'll save more success in the long run. Yes, it does take time to write out those goals, but everyone on the team will benefit by knowing what their employer expects of them. The moral or the morale of the story? At the end of the day, treating your employees the way you'd want to be treated if you were in their shoes is the most important thing you can do. You want to show compassion, caring, and interest, and they'll return the favor. While there will be the occasional worker who isn't a good fit for your company, you'll also attract the best and the brightest with your perks and the reputation for caring for your staff. A lot of good tips there on how you can boost morale within your company, and hopefully you'll take some of that to heart. But showing them that you care is huge. Adding the social media. When you do that, you have to be careful because you know, we talk about content management a lot. And so if you are going to ask your employees to share content online, you may want to create it so that they can do a copy and paste, or you may want to have someone be able to see what they're going to paste. You don't want to, let's say you're in a lab, you're developing a prototype of a particular product, and someone takes a selfie, but that selfie shows the prototype in the background. Well, now your competitors can see it if it's posted on social media. So obviously sensitive information you don't want to let out. And also you want to make sure that the messaging is clear and spelled correctly. Don't let things go out the door or out into the internet that have misspellings, because that's a reflection on your company as well. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk about networking strategies that will help boost your brand's awareness. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and glad to get together with you as we do every week at this time to talk about business and issues affecting business. And again, if you ever have ideas for programming topics, if you're struggling with something in your business, shoot me an email at trophyjim@yahoo.com. Let me know what you want me to talk about, and I'll bring it to the program as quickly as I can. Interesting thing happened the other night to me. Tuesday night, I went to a meeting at the Center for Great Expectations in Somerset, New Jersey, and they are looking for an MC for their big gala that comes up on October 18th. And so I was interviewed by the panel that was putting the gala together, and a lot of them had a lot of very pointed, focused questions. How do you do this? Who have you done it for before? Things like that. I probably sat with them for about an hour and 15 minutes, answered all of their questions, and I really wasn't expecting to hear back from them for about 2 weeks. Sat down to dinner with my wife, and sure enough, phone rings, at 7:30, and they let me know that I did get the gig, if you will. So I will be emceeing their gala fundraising dinner with the goal of raising $250,000. I know that the Center for Great Expectations has been a guest on several of the shows here. Hope to have them in on this show so that we can talk to them about the gala and how you can get involved and help the ladies and the children down there at the Center for Great Expectations. Just a great organization. I'm glad to be a part of this, and hopefully we'll be able to raise a lot of money to help that program along. Let's talk about some networking strategies that can help boost your brand. Now, networking, there's a lot of different ways to do it. You can network within an organization, at a trade show. There are BNI groups. There's various business groups. There's Facebook groups. So there's a lot of ways for you to network. And networking brings you into contact with fresh faces and puts your brand name out in the world. But choosing the right strategy can make the difference between success and failure. Building awareness of your brand boosts sales and the overall company health. And there are many ways to boost brand awareness, but networking strategies are a smart place to start. Networking brings you into contact with fresh faces and puts your brand name out in the world. However, you can also waste a lot of time spinning your wheels with the wrong types of networking. In one study, 9 out of 10 people indicated that face-to-face communication was preferable to other forms of communication. However, other people prefer online communication, so it really is a matter of figuring out ways to make a connection and keep the lead or contact engaged. Since face-to-face networking is often preferred, fill out your networking schedule with plenty of events. There's a wide variety of ways to go about engaging with others, so choosing the right techniques makes the difference between success and failure. Sometimes it's simply a matter of changing the way you connect with new people. So here are 8 networking strategies that will help to boost your brand. The first is for you to be authentic. Now, when networking with others, be as authentic as possible. It might seem like a given, but if you aren't a particularly outgoing person, then your nerves are going to take over. You might say the first thing that comes to mind, or the words may come out in a different way than you meant them. It's always best to be upfront and honest so there are no misunderstandings later. People who are open and honest tend to make a more memorable impression on others. You also want to prepare for meetings. Before attending a networking event, go over a few talking points to share with others about what you do and your goals for your brand, sort of your elevator pitch, if you will. If someone comes up to you and they say, "Hi, I'm Bob, you know, what do you do for, who are you, what do you do for a living?" You should be able to tell them your name, the business name, what you do in your role there, what the, not so much the mission statement of the company, but what types of products do you sell, what types of services do you offer, things like that. If you already know what the purpose of your brand is, it will be easier to share that information with others if you have a loose script in mind. However, don't try to memorize a speech. You're likely to forget the exact wording, and that can work against you, creating an appearance of nerves and awkwardness. Instead, know the main ideas inside and out, and share them in your own words at that moment. If you realize later that you forgot to tell them something, you can always revisit it as the conversation goes along. The initial thing is who you are, where you are, what you do, and who your company is, where your company is located, and what your company does. Visit more than one group. Now, when seeking networking opportunities, don't limit yourself to a single group. Why? Because you're going to see the same people there month after month. So spread it out a little bit. Spreading out your attendance among several different groups allows you to increase your reach. Now, while the local Chamber of Commerce might put you in touch with like-minded small business owners who will refer customers your way and vice versa, another group might help you connect with local media personalities who can put your brand directly in front of consumers. If your time is limited, schedule attendance among the group that you'd like to be involved with the most. You want to also participate in what's called mobile networking. Digital consumers own about 3.64 mobile devices each per household and have at least one at their fingertips throughout the day. Look around any public location and you'll see how connected people are with their smartphones. When you attend an event or plan one, connecting with others via their mobile devices is another way to expand your reach. Rather than being limited to the people you meet at a dinner table or the hotel bar area, you suddenly expand your reach to those with very specific interests that match yours. So download event apps and participate in digital chat rooms. If you've ever been to like trade shows, expos, conferences, and they have an app, download it. You'll find out what seminar is being held in what room, who the guest speaker is, any educational forums. If there's a special guest coming, you'll know when they're coming, where they're appearing.
And when you can communicate via the app with other people in the room, very often you're going to find some very important connections can be made right there. Become an authority. Do people see you as a person to go to when they have a question about your industry? If not, that is a way to network more effectively. If you're known as the heating and cooling guru in your area, this will benefit your overall brand image. The best way to establish this knowledge is by helping others in your community. So write articles for the local newspaper, create online videos showing how to change an air filter, or give talks to local associations. You also want to be developing relationships. It's one thing to meet someone, talk to them in passing, and keep their business card. But if you want to really enhance networking capabilities, it's important that you develop a relationship with these people. Don't simply focus on those who can help you get ahead either. Also develop relationships with those that you can help. And don't limit yourself to your industry. Be nice to everyone you meet and develop relationships with those who are a good match for you, personality-wise. You never know who might help you in the future or who you might be able to help. You can also take classes and workshops. Some of the best networking moments come from attending a workshop or a class, and not always just to build your business sense or enhance your skills. You'll meet and network with people in a wide variety of places. Go ahead and learn to play an instrument in a group class. Learn that hobby you've always wanted to try, such as cooking or pottery. Attend talks given to people who interest you. Just getting out in the world will build your networking reach and help you build more awareness of your brand. You also have to learn how to stand out. I'm talking to you, Wallflower. If you're a bit shy, you likely dread networking events. What do you say? How do you break the ice? If you awkwardly stumble over your words, take some training in how to speak to strangers. First, consider a Dale Carnegie course where you'll learn techniques that help you know what questions to ask to get to know someone. Next, practice, practice, practice. Force yourself to speak to the person in front of you in line at the grocery store. Say hello to people you pass on the sidewalk and seek opportunities to practice your new skills before you need them for professional use. Boosting your brand awareness. At the end of the day, boosting your brand awareness through networking is more about the impression you make and following up with those you've met along the way. Reach out via email or social media and remind the person where you met them and the name of your company, and ask how you can be of any help to them. Over time, you'll gain a reputation as a strong business owner who helps others in the community. So some very great tips there on how to boost your brand by networking. The key thing in that whole story is that it's all about actually getting out there and doing it. You have to be marketing your business all the time. I had a gentleman write to me not too long ago, and it was, I've said this a couple times on the show, where people say they don't know how to market, they don't have the time to market, they don't know what to say. And if you recall back a couple years ago when I had Russ Zabrowski and Tom in here from SCG Communications, I think Tom was the one who suggested that even a flyer put on a windshield of a car in the parking lot is a form of advertising. It's a form of marketing. It doesn't have to be a big, elaborate, spent millions of dollars campaign in order to get the message across. A lot of times, it's just the one-on-one communications, how you meet with someone, how you interact with them, how you answer their questions, how engaged are you. When you're talking, and this is one thing that I find a lot of people do in networking groups, they focus so much on themselves, they forget the person that's in front of them. So, yeah, while you want to say what you want to say about you, don't forget to listen or even ask them about them. And I'll admit, I was guilty of that at first. I would always focus on, well, I have to tell them who I am, where I'm from, what I do, things like that. And then I would notice that they would walk away, but I knew nothing about them. So make sure you take the time to tell me a little about yourself and your company. You know, now it gets them talking. As you listen and as they listen to you, you'll start to see, is there any opportunity for us to do business together, or have I just met a very interesting person that I can connect with other very interesting people? So make sure that you're always focused on the other person. It's funny because, you know, in social situations, whether it was in business or personally, my wife, probably the first 15, 20 years we were married, said, you know, you always monopolize the conversation. And I became very conscious of this, both in work and networking and business and personal, that now she's like, why didn't you say anything tonight? I'm like, man, this was great. I just talked to this guy and that guy and that guy. This woman does this, that, and the other thing. And I absorb all that information. if they ask, you know, I'll tell them about myself, but I'm more interested in finding out about what other people do. But again, you can't be that wallflower. You have to be engaged, and you have to make sure that people are walking away knowing a little bit about you as well. In sports, the NBA and NHL seasons are marching toward the playoffs. Just about every position has been locked in. The Philadelphia Flyers have been locked out of the playoffs. In NASCAR news, Denny Hamlin won last week's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500 at Texas Motor Speedway. This week, the teams travel to Bristol, Tennessee for the Food City 500. That'll be Sunday at 2 p.m. on FS1. In Major League Baseball, the regular season has started, and shockingly, the Philadelphia Phillies have not been mathematically eliminated yet. On Saturday, the Final Four takes place in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, with Michigan State taking on Texas Tech and Virginia playing Auburn. The winner of those two games will meet for the championship on Monday at 9 p.m. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. And maybe it can help you in your lives when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And for more information about me and my businesses, visit www.jimgano.com. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I'll be taking care of business every day.
HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice is releasing a statement directly pushing back on reports that Attorney General William Barr didn't adequately portray Robert Mueller's Russia probe. The DOJ says Barr continues to work with the special counsel on appropriate redactions to the report, and the information Barr has made public so far was not intended as a full summary of the report. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is on her way down to the U.S.-Mexico border. This as the White House says it's still open to closing the U.S.-Mexico border. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends saying something needs to be done regarding immigration.
It's irresponsible the way that that has been ignored by Democrats in Congress, and this president is not going to allow that to continue. If he has to close the border, he will, but that's certainly not his top choice.
Ohio Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan is making a run for the White House. He made the announcement today on his website. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a three-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested over 250 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri governors are asking the Army Corps of Engineers to find better solutions for the flooding of the Missouri River. The governors held a press conference asking for short-term fixes to the breached levees, but also wanted some innovative long-term solutions. The flooding has caused over $3 million in damage in the states combined. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time.